The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now let's move to Danny Hodgson. We got some good news earlier this week when he'd opened his eyes. He showed signs of recovering from that induced coma that he was in after being coward punched near the Perth train station earlier this month. And now we've got some news about his alleged attacker.
Yeah, so police are saying the teenager accused of this attack had committed similar crimes before. He was out on bail for 23 charges when he allegedly struck Danny. These revelations have just come out in court. We're not able to name the accused in this case or show his face because of his age, but the boy is accused, obviously, of shocking and violent crimes. They don't even know how old this kid is. Mm. He doesn't know how old he is. So this is obviously all before the courts. It just angers people, doesn't it, when you hear that people are on bail for similar crimes?
Yeah, it's such a tough one because, like everybody, like you see this and you see that this young kid was charged with things like assaulting a police officer, I think was one of the things, amongst other violent
unlawful
allegations.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really pass the sniff test that someone like that could be out on bail. But the reality is we have a legal system, we have lawyers who prosecute and defend cases. It went before a judge. Yeah. The decision was made to let him out on bail, and it's made on a legal basis. And
yes.
The reality is, as much as we would like everybody accused of a crime to be locked up just for the sake of it, you can't do that.
And the way our legal system works is, there's mitigating factors are taken into consideration. A person's background is taken into consideration. All of these things.
Yeah, it's complex. Age. It's complex.
It's not an easy answer, but doesn't it? It makes you feel for this family.
Yeah, tell that to Danny Hodgson's parents, right?
Exactly.
It's a tough one.
It's obviously, potentially failed them. Obviously, he's accused at this stage. But the system, needs to be looked at if this sort of thing keeps happening. And we've seen, I could rattle off case after case.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just in WA, it's over East as well.
Definitely.